There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Run in the corridor, walk to the next class. But make sure you get there on time, otherwise you get demerits for not being there on time. Well, you have joined us on time and in time. It's Tuesday, the last day of March. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, 7 after the hour, in depth in this hour. Several issues and items that are before all of us. The situation with the co-pilot of the downed airliner. Prosecutors in Germany say that this fellow was treated by a psychotherapist because of previous suicidal tendencies. Good job on the part of Lufthansa to not have found that. Oof, man, these lawsuits are going to be unbelievable. The prosecutor has updated the situation. It's been 6 days since this plane crashed, and the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, apparently, deliberately flew the jetliner into the side of a mountain. The motive of the crash, apparently, even though there isn't a suicide note, what else do you come up with? And what are your thoughts? 888-302-3684 on this. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. So what sort of things are people thinking about the documentation or about the medical condition or about the fact this fellow had very little experience flying an airplane? There was no... The people who are looking into his background seem to be arguing as to whether or not there was any organic medical illness. Ken, what are some of the people who are listening to the program saying about this and thinking about it?
Felicity says, I do hope scrutiny of the pilot's background and tragic crash won't lead to a demonization of people with depression.
No, not to do that. The correct way of looking at this, it would seem to me anyway, is for the airlines of the world to require a mental exam as well as a physical exam every year, and sometimes twice a year, depending on the airline and your age. The pilots are required to go through a reasonable test. And the fact that one's mental health is as important as one's physical health, that's reasonable to request and demand as well. That's the way I see it. Anybody have something else? What else have you got there, Kenny?
Glenn says, is anyone else concerned that there are very few facts and a lot of speculation?
Well, what is there that's not factual? That's what I would like to know. There are not a lot of details about the psychotherapy in question, that I haven't seen, but it seems this fellow was unstable. And so what else? You're not going to know anymore unless he left a note that says, this is what I'm going to do, and this is why I'm doing it, and this is when I'm going to do it. What else are you going to find?
Well, we don't even really know that he was unstable. It's been a lot of speculation and things drawn from incidents that happened years ago. So much of it.
I'm looking back here a little bit at this fellow, 27 years old. His actions speak louder than words. In a sense, it was obvious he locked the door to the cockpit, so you can't. Why would he do that? What was his intention? The public prosecutor says his intention was to destroy the plane. Is there a why to that? He wanted to be there. A lot of things the investigation has shown so far, there are a lot of things that point to his wanting to be known. He wanted everybody to know who he was. How many times have you heard that in situations like this? Somebody go in with a gun, shoot up something, and then they can care, well, everybody now knows who I am. So he dreamt about being a flyer. Yep, that's true. Apparently it's true anyway. So he had 630 hours of flight experience. 100 of those were on this plane. So what do we need? What else do we need to know?
Well, the one of the things that I've noticed is the comment that's going around that you even said about that everybody will know my name. The whole quote that he supposedly said, and it's still supposedly said, was
girlfriend.
That he wanted to change the system.
Oh.
So that people would know who he was.
Well, that will happen. System has changed because of him. You want to read between the lines on that? I don't have... It's, in my mind, that part of the story is pretty clear. It's, okay, I did something and now it'll be required for three people or two people to be in the cockpit at all times, which is required in America now, and one wonders why it hasn't been required over there.
Yeah. That's a definite good change.
Yeah, of course it is. But then you look at the... stuff that's coming in the final 10 minutes of the plane, what they can tell by listening to the black box. What else did you want to say, Kenny?
Oh, I was just going to have just one more comment.
Go ahead.
Bernice says, can't you tone down all the talk about the crash? Let the experts work on this. There are other important news stories out there.
Okay. That's an objective. Well, I don't know. It's subject. All this stuff is subjective and objective. This is the kind of human drama that people really like to, even though it doesn't affect. I kind of agree with you, actually. I don't see that anybody's lives are, other than people who maybe fly a lot and people who are into these planes. I'm looking at a virtual video of what happened. And it's pretty spellbinding.
Yeah.
More from reporter John Tourette in a moment here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings from memorable Easter feasts. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, and Richie McFadden with John Tourette, who is the correspondent for Al Jazeera, covering the international situation, international news about the German Wings crash. I suppose we could start off here, John, with what is officially known about this fellow Lubitz.
Yeah, I hope you're not looking for any answers from me, because there aren't any answers. As the weekend has gone on, since we last spoke to you, I think it was on Thursday, this story has just gotten more and more extraordinary. I mean, what we know now about this guy, Lubitz, according to his friends, is that he has suffered serious depression and serious issues of psychosis in the years during his training, lasting from 2008, including a spell in Arizona, right up until the time that he qualified as a pilot with German Wings in 2013, and through the end of last week. Now, the authorities, when they raided his two homes, one that he shares with his parents and another apartment that he has near Dusseldorf, found a number of clues, including, we are told, antidepressants, a sick note that had been torn up, including one that would have covered the day of the crash, where doctors were telling him not to fly and that he shouldn't be at work, something that he clearly, deliberately ignored. And we're also hearing over the weekend now that he may have been treated for eye issues, deteriorating eyesight issues at a local clinic. Now, none of this has been confirmed, of course, but this is all being widely reported in the European newspapers, and it's thought that there may have been some issue with his eyesight and his depression. It may not have been a direct poor eyesight issue. It may have been related to his psychosis. On top of that, Bild, the German tabloid newspaper, has published a full and complete transcript of the cockpit voice recorder, and that's adding to the heartache of the families, Doug.
One of the things that seems to be a part of this, many of your colleagues are reporting incorrect. There are a lot of sloppy stories floating around incorrectly. The co-pilot told his girlfriend he was planning a spectacular gesture so everybody would know his name. The actual quote was this, quote, "When I heard about the crash, I remembered a sentence," he said, "one day I'll do something that will change the system, and then everyone will know my name and remember it." Is this an ongoing problem, do you think, this kind of reporting?
I think it's just that the world is grasping for straws, really. This is such an extraordinary story. We've never really quite seen the like of it before. And I think every little piece of information comes out, the tabloid newspapers in particular, jump on that and put it on the front pages. But I think one thing we can say with absolute clarity and absolute certainty is that this was a young man who should never have been anywhere near the cockpit of an aircraft. There's absolutely no doubt about that whatsoever. And going forward, we're going to need to find out how it was that a European-based, low-cost airline, even one affiliated to the great airline that is the German flag carrier, Lufthansa, could allow a young man with so few flying hours and such a troubled medical history to get anywhere near the co-pilot seat.
Yeah. There are going to be a lot of lawsuits, you can be sure of that.
Lufthansa paid all the families $54,000 on Friday. That's an interim payment, but the final bill is going to be way, way, way steeper than that, as you can imagine.
Here's Dr. Simon Wesley of the Psychiatry Institute at King's College in London, saying, quote, "We don't have a clue what was going on in his mind." And, you know, that pretty much, you do and you don't. But how will you ever know, frankly? He was breathing normally when the plane crashed into the side of the mountain, so he wasn't worried about his fate. Unfortunately, though, the selfish mind here destroys the lives of so many other people. John, good job as usual. Thank you for being here. John Tourette with Al Jazeera on the Good Day program with an update on the German crash. 50 whispers. 21 after on Good Day.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Denver reaching the top spot on the charts with this song on this day in 1974. It was his first number one song. I find this hard to believe. I know that there were three other songs that had come out before this. Annie's song, Thank God I'm a Country Boy and I'm Sorry, Take Me Home Country Roads made it to the number two position. The others were in the top five. Rocky Mountain High cracked at number 10, number 9, number 8 in there. He wrote Leaving on a Jet Plane for Peter, Paul, and Mary. Won an Emmy for his TV special, An Evening with John Denver. There was something about him that just resonated with so many people.
He was honest.
People.
Yeah. He was pure and honest music and lyrics and the sound. And
the story about, I mean, if you listen to the lyrics of Annie's song, you cry. The story about his love for his first wife, and she just kind of leaves him. And he doesn't understand. If you listen to the lyrics, you get that. That's not this song. But if you do have any song, actually, Richard, if you have any song you can play, we ought to have a montage.
No, not even close. Am I going to do that?
Why? That's a great song. You don't want me to cry?
Trying to make everybody cry is really not the purpose of this
morning
program.
But there's emotion that we tap into. All of us are affected by the emotions that are wrapped around some of the songs that we've all sort of had as a part of the They call it the soundtrack of our lives. You can certainly identify with Thank God I'm a Country Boy.
Absolutely. But that's upbeat and fun. That's what we're all about.
Roads.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's have some fun.
Yes. Let's do it. Yes. All right, so you can have some fun. This is not an upbeat.
No, it's not.
Necessarily.
It's not.
So
it's
where
nice
are upbeat ones? Okay, so where are they?
You want people to like start...
No, I want people to... Oh, stop it, will you please?
Don't stop it, baby, cry.
No. I think you need to be in touch with your emotions. Do you understand?
That's about as in touch as I get.
Minds, right, I know, because you're in denial of your true feelings.
Totally.
You don't know really what your mind... Actually, there are a lot of tricks that your mind... plays on you. I was reading about the experimenters. Unlabeled samples of Pepsi Cola and Coca Cola were given to study groups. Not one single tester could tell the difference between the two of them. What an indoctrination! And three out of the four testers chose Coke because. Apparently, the label, what they found in the research is the label activated parts of the brain associated with your memory. The Pepsi label did not. So the Coke label resonates with people. The Pepsi doesn't, and everybody thinks they taste the same. So there's an interesting thing about what goes on in your mind. Here's something else in your mind. Most scientists argue that there is no evidence that playing classical music to babies increases the power of their mind. However, children who learn to play a musical instrument can develop their mental skills further and faster than those who do not learn how to play a musical instrument. And I know this is true. I've seen it exemplified in a number of
You have things. To have your kids take some kind of a musical instrument, even if they're terrible.
Yeah.
Have them do it.
For their mind. See? Now, I helped out people with that information.
Good job.
28 after. This is a good day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8255 8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs. Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 1-800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Conversation in depth, and the focus at the moment with Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen is the fate of Bo Bergdahl. Certainly something that has been not only on News Talk radio programs, conversation, lots of op-ed pieces, editorials, did he or didn't he, should he or shouldn't he, will he or won't he, and those the questions come as a result of him being booked, I suppose, book 'em, Dano. He was booked on charges, right? The Pentagon said that he deserted his post intentionally and ended up in the hands of the Afghanistanis as a result of his own work. So why, if that was the case, did they bother to get him out? Trading, that was part of this whole thing. And I wonder if that's what the comment, if there are some things in the comment box, Kenny, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday show, email to Doug or Ken @dougsteffen.com. Why did we exchange, what was it, 5 Taliban prisoners for him and then bring him back and charge him? I don't know how much, you know, when you really get right down to it, why did we bother? Why do we give them, this is the more, you know, this was so frustrating about trying to figure out how the government works and how these people think. If, in fact, they'd done their homework, they would have known then what they obviously know now. Or at least they think they know, otherwise why would they have charged him? But all the work that went into releasing him, and now they're going to charge him and put him in jail What's the point? Am I missing something here?
Well, he's an American, and you have rights, and if you maybe commit a crime, you have a right to a trial, not to be left behind in some kind of terrorist torture dungeon.
Right. Instead, go to Walpole State Prison in Massachusetts. If you think there'd be a terrorist, any kind of dungeon over there that would be worse than what you would get at Walpole State Prison or some of these other federal prisons, there are lots of different degrees of prisons in our country. Some of them are referred to as country clubs. I remember Pete Rose going to they call it the country club, but that's
minimum security.
Minimum security prison in Marion, Illinois. Thank you. So is this guy going to... To me, this whole thing doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but that's just me. Anyway, the attorney for Mr. Bergdahl, a guy named Gene Fidel, says his client has been informed and they've worked through since last week their position, how they're going to defend themselves against the charges of desertion with intent to shirk important or hazardous duty, maximum of 5 years in prison. Again, all of this hoopla for 5 years in prison. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense either to me. I guess there's another count here. Misbehaving before the enemy, endangering the safety of the command. That carries a life in prison sentence. Charges resulting also in a dishonorable discharge, probably. Rank reduction, benefit removal, if convicted. Which comes first, the rank reduction or dishonorable discharge? I guess rank reduction would come first, right?
Wouldn't make much difference. I would imagine they'll all come down at the same time.
If you were dishonorably discharged, who's going to care what your rank is? Anyway, I'm looking at some of the, one, charges are notable because they do not carry the possibility of the death penalty, which some critics have asked be taken into consideration. So should he be put before a firing squad for misbehaving before the enemy or shirking his responsibility? 888-302-3684. Kenny, what do you have for comments there that would be worth sharing with the people who are listening that have definite feelings about this one way or another?
Carol says, the soldier's creed is that no one is left behind no matter what. For those who have never served, to try and compromise this is outrageous.
Is it something for those who never served to even comprehend it? Would be my reaction to that. I think that that's it. If you haven't served, I think you're talking like a guy with a paper butt. Frankly, I don't think anybody knows any. You can't possibly imagine what it's like unless you've actually been there. That would be
right.
My read. What else have you got, Kenny?
Nicole says, had he not fled his post and his fellow soldiers, he wouldn't have been put in the position of being captured and tortured in the first place.
One of the things I think that is bothering people, he has been owed by the government, or at least his family and his lawyers say he's owed $300,000 in back pay. So spending X number of years in the prison, the political side of this, can we as Americans stomach the possibility that he deserted his post and could get $300,000 in back pay? So maybe that's part of the movement here. Make sure he doesn't get $300,000 in back pay for having deserted. See, I don't even understand. That doesn't compute either. Why would it's known that he deserted his post. For whatever reason, that's not part of the debate. I suppose maybe it ought to be. But if he deserted his post, why would you give him his back pay? He was in jail
He has to be officially charged and officially found guilty before they can just remove the pay.
So is that going to cost more than $300,000 to try him? You bet your shirt it is.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But we have to fill out the paperwork.
Right. Is it appropriate that at the time this took place, that it created a lot of tension between Congress and the administration. Some congressman, I remember, said it was illegal. Remember that part of the discussion?
Oh, sure. But some in Congress say everything that Obama does is illegal.
Right, or bad.
Right.
One way or another. I don't know that I have a feeling about that one way or another. But the people who were holding him were a notorious terrorist group with the ties to the Taliban. Since his release, former fellow servicemen questioned whether he was worthy of the effort. See, I guess maybe that's where I am. Maybe not for the same reasons that they're questioning it, but I still wonder about whether this was the wisest thing for us to do. A lot of questions raised when the photo of Bergdahl emerged showing him smiling with a deceased senior commander for the bad guys over there. So what does that tell you? Huh? Picture, but he was in jail or was in his solitary? The interviews that I've seen suggest that he was, from some of his fellow soldiers, say he was delusional, who thought he could help the Afghan people by leaving his post. Okay, maybe they should have put him, maybe they should have put him in the cockpit of an airplane as a pilot. What do you think? That's a cynical thought that I thought throw in just because that seems to be part of what people are thinking at the moment. Okay, so there's more to know about this, and reporter Matthew Ho is going to fill us in on some further details on the fate, the circumstances at the moment on Bo Bergdahl, up next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Tuesday program.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the child and dependent care credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler with Matthew Ho, Senior Fellow at the Center for International Policy, former Director of the Afghanistan Study Group, and a former State Department official. He says, quote, as someone who resigned in protest from my position in Afghanistan in 2009 in opposition to the war and its escalation, as well as my combat experiences in Iraq, I can see why Sergeant Bergdahl would choose his conscience over his unit. So this is controversial, Matthew. You're supportive of Sergeant Bergdahl, I'm guessing here.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me on. I am. And partly this stems from my friendship with his parents that developed during his 5 years that he was a prisoner of war. I think what's important for this for people to realize is that the Army has charged Sergeant Bergdahl with counts of desertion and misbehavior in front of the enemy. And that second charge is a catch-all, which really, you know, you'd have to be Audie Murphy not to violate some aspect of it in terms of a letter of it. It's such a broad charge.
But there are people on the right who think the book should get thrown at Sergeant Bergdahl because he's a deserter. Never mind that he was tortured while he was in the Taliban prison. That doesn't make any difference. He didn't do what he signed up to do. There are a number of things. I have a problem with a number of those scenarios. But I'm also having a problem with the fact that if you volunteer, you go in, you see what the deal is, you've agreed to go into the theater of war. If you don't agree with that, you ought not to volunteer, or there ought to be ways for people who feel strongly about this to just get out.
Correct. And honestly, from what we can see, from what the information we know from the report that the Army conducted, the investigation the Army conducted on his disappearance, that Sergeant Bergdahl, something occurred that he disagreed with, and that was why he left his post. The Army found in investigation that he left his post not with a bad motive, but with good intentions. Actually, I think the phrase was pure intentions, that he was not seeking to join the Taliban. He was not seeking to aid the enemy. They also found that there is no evidence that American soldiers were killed looking for Sergeant Bergdahl. But most importantly, I think, for people to put this in perspective, is the investigation reports that Sergeant Bergdahl left his post in order to go find the nearest general officer, American general officer, in order to report some very disturbing behavior. So what we need to find out here and what we have to learn is what occurred that motivated Sergeant Bergdahl to risk his life to report on something that his unit had done. And we do know that he was very upset about some civilian casualties, that there were some incidents that had occurred. We know that this was a unit that had very severe discipline behaviors. Many of the unit leadership was reassigned prior to Sergeant Bergdahl's departure. So this is a very difficult and complicated case, and it's not nearly as simple as many would like to describe it as Sergeant Bergdahl just chucking away his responsibilities to his brothers in arms, you know, disregarding his oath and commitment to his country and constitution. That's what people also need to remember, too, that when you enlist in the military, when you enlist in the Army, you're taking an oath to the Constitution, and so that requires a higher degree of standard than taking an oath just to a military organization.
Okay, so I'm listening to this. Jennifer, were you aware of some of these things? And Kenny, were you aware of some of the things that Matthew has just explained to us regarding Bergdahl and his motive for leaving his post?
I had never heard one word about that, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
and it seems like you might be insinuating this could be a military cover-up, in your opinion, then.
Well, You know, Jennifer, the thing that was that's always been so odd, if you talk to Matt Farwell, who wrote the article on Rolling Stone with Michael Hastings about Bo Bergdahl several years ago, one of the things that got them so interested in this story was that the unit was forced to sign, all the members of the unit was forced to sign a non-disclosure agreement, which to many people seemed very, very odd, because that's very, very rare to have regular soldiers. You're not talking about special operations. You're not talking about intelligence officers. You're talking about regular soldiers sign a non-disclosure agreement, but to not talk about what occurred in country.
So there's more to this than meets the ear, it would appear. Matthew Ho with more on Sergeant Bergdahl's situation. Thanks for giving us some more info here. 51 after.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This theme from the movie Rocky, winner of the Best Picture Oscar this week in 1977, 38 years ago. Gonna Fly Now was number one and also won at the Oscars. The movie did extraordinarily well as well. And as a result of that, we have some memories from the movie in a matter of moments for you, just to sort of go back in your mind. Is there anybody who hasn't thought or experienced some one of these Rocky movies? I think there's been, what, six of them, seven of them?
Something like that.
Seven of them. Yeah, yeah. And they're all great lessons, great stories about life. So, at any rate, we'll focus on that in a moment, plus movie news and the box office totals. Chucker's not here today, but Kenny's got the totals for us, so we'll breeze through those and give you some more information just a moment here on Good Day.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is a proud production supporter of Ken Burns Presents Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies, a film by Barack Goodman, a vivid account of how far we've come in the fight against cancer. Dr. Luis De Janeiro, President and CEO of LLS, the world's largest voluntary health organization dedicated to blood cancer cures.
We're especially gratified that this documentary showcases treatment advances pioneered by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, such as groundbreaking work in targeted therapies for certain forms of leukemia. Each day, new treatments are extending patients' lives, not by days or weeks, but by decades, with survival rates doubling, tripling, and even quadrupling for some patients since the early 1960s. We can't prevent or screen for most blood cancers, so until there is a cure, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society will continue to fund promising research from bench to bedside.
The film airs on PBS stations nationwide from March 30th through April 1st. To learn more, visit lls.org.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right, so as this is the day we honor the this movie started a whole set of interesting experiences in culture in our country. These are some of the things you best remember in terms of sound from Rocky.
Yo, Adrian, it's me, Rocky.
Look at this face. Is that a face you can trust or what? Huh? Is it? They'll stick this face on a stamp. What do you think?
When you walk into the ring.
I'm still standing. I'm going to know for the first time in my life, see, that I weren't just another bum from the neighborhood.
I could have been Doug Steffen.
Well, that was the other movie with Marlon Brando. I could have been a contender. Anyway, what great, great, great memories. Hugh Jackman's tenure in the role of the Wolverine, and many people think this made him a star, will be coming to an end. He took to Instagram this weekend with a cryptic post teasing that the upcoming third standalone Wolverine film will be his last. I don't know that that affects me a whole lot or many of you, but his 17th year involved in playing this character one way or another. Last movie hits theaters March of 2017. He was in X-Men Days of Future Past, I think, also. Right, so he's been in that role in any number of movies. All right, so Kenny, how do we do at the box office over the weekend?
Let's see. At number 10 was Sean Penn's The Gunman with $2 million, only grossing $8 million so far.
It's a horrible movie.
New religious movie, Do You Believe? I think that's from the same people who did God Is Not Dead last year.
Mm-hmm.
Was in ninth place with $2.15 million. The second best exotic Marigold Hotel was number 8.
Cute movie.
Liam Neeson's Run All Night, number 7. Kingsman, The Secret Service was number 6 with $3 million, takes it up to $119 million.
How much did Liam Neeson's movie brought in?
$23 million.
Yeah, not a success.
Not doing very well.
Dark. It's a dark movie.
The new horror movie It Follows in fifth place with $4 million. New Cinderella from Disney at, in fourth with $17 million. Insurgent $22 million in third. The Will Ferrell Kevin Hart movie Get Hard in second place with $34 million. And DreamWorks Animated Home in first place $54 million in its first weekend.
Go see The Wrecking Crew if you go to the movies and enjoy stories about the old days in rock. The Wrecking Crew.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.